Next up, Sunderland, perennial strugglers at the relegation zone. But I think they have actually bought up a few good players. Fabio Borini, who had a good loan season at Sunderland, and they got Jermaine Lenz in here. Johannes Kabul, I think, is a bit of a risky buy because he's never been fully consistent for Spurs. And Stephen Coates and Adam Matthews, they're just basically going to be squad players at Southampton. I can't imagine they're going to be doing much more. They lost a great player, and I think in Connor Wickham to
Oh,
Crystal
yes.
Palace. So,
It's a big loss for Sunderland, really.
and so with this, Jermaine Lenz and Fabio Borini, goodbyes. Other players, I'm not that sure. But at the end of the day, I think the people they've bought outweigh losing Connor Wickham, so I am tempted to say they've probably got six out of 10 other teams in their position, like your Leicesters and them, have probably bought much better than they have, but they're
Yes.
still bought enough, I think, to stay in the Premiership reasonably comfortably.
I don't know actually, because they've had a poor start. They don't look that good. Borini and Lenz are going to help to shore that up, but will they be enough is my question. I just feel they're sort of missing someone there. Someone just to shore to even just to give them that defensive surety at the back to really just make sure everybody's in line, keep it up, being able to keep the draw when it's needed to just do that sort of hard work in the centre defence. I think I'd give them a 5, and even then I'm thinking I might be being a bit too nice to them, but 5, because I mean their buys are good. Selling's a bit, but sometimes that's just how it goes. But I think a 5.
And Swansea. Once again, Swansea probably have not bought too many players, but they haven't lost any of their good players, which I think they've bought enough here and there to fill in their gap. But the thing with Swansea is they've basically probably closed every gap that possibly they had in their squad. They didn't need to go out there and buy a huge number. Like, obviously, if you're able to get a marquee signing like a Xherdan Shaqiri, you go for it. But if he's not available, and for a club like Swansea, he's often not going to be available to them. They've bought pretty well. They've gotten, I don't think there's a weak signing in there. And Andre Ayew for a free, I think, is going to be a fantastic
I think
group of
he's
business.
shown that is an outstanding buy. He has just played exceptional for them in the first few weeks. Him and Gomez are just going to be a strike partnership to be feared.
Absolutely. And the with this and because they haven't really lost any good players, and they've had an all-round really good squad that's never really it's only had real minor weaknesses and minor tweaks that needed to get done, and like getting someone like IU to just push them over the top, great business. I mean, it's for their level with the teams they're competing against, it's almost Man City-esque. Except not no spending nowhere near the amount of money. It's like getting that same level of the quality level they needed without the money expenditure that a club like Man City has to spend to get that quality.
Exactly, I think, and it's like they had a decent score, as you're saying, and they've brought to complement that, you say, without having to spend ludicrous amounts of money, and the people they got are going to fit in with their team. They're going to provide that cover for those weaknesses that may or may not have been there. It's just a very good transfer window, really. Mean, it did what Swansea needed it to do,
So
and
you agree with me? 9 out of 10 at least for that too?
yeah, I think 9 out of 10. I was thinking maybe just 8, just because, whilst it's a solid buy, there's don't have the marquee, but as you say, the marquee signing is not really going to go to South Wales anyway. So, yeah, let's give it a 9.
All right. Finally, West Bromwich Albion. The always consistent, somehow always playing pretty well, and actually playing kind of nice style of football, which I quite like, I must say.
Yeah.
A team that I have a soft spot for, I must say. I think West Bromwich, you can never underestimate to Tony Pulis. And he's actually bought pretty much the kind of players you expect Tony Pulis to buy. Lambert is going to be a good buyer. He's very experienced in the Premiership, so he knows what he's doing. Johnny Evans, ditto. Going from a club like Manchester United, it can only add more experience and more class to that defense at West Brom. Anders Lindegaard, another United buy, but though he was their second keeper, he's going to be a solid second keeper, I think, at West Brom. And players like Solomon Rondon, James McLean, they're all great they're all great buys, really. There's no issues. West Brom had needed to shore up that defense, and I think we've got it there. And they've pretty much not lost anyone they needed to. Everyone they needed to keep, they've kept. Losing Brown Aide, maybe they could have maybe kept him, and maybe Jolyon Lescott, but they've kind of swapped him for Johnny Evans, and I think you're just getting the younger version. So I would not be complaining in that scenario. So I think very, very good window by West Brom. They can continue playing their attractive style of football, even under Tony Pulis, and they've still got that nous and defensive solidness that Tony Pulis's teams have, and that ability to play for each other, that strength, and the teamwork. So I think overall very good one. I don't quite think they're as good as some other teams have done, and they're in the same position your Leicesters and your teams like your Newcastles, I think they've done slightly better, but it's nothing to sneer at. I think solid 7 out of 10, at least, for West Brom.
Yeah, I say it's very solid. I might actually just give them a 6. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what they brought. There's nothing wrong with anything, really. I'm not overawed by it. There's nothing wrong there, though. And I think you're right. It should provide West Brom reasonably well. I just feel that, given what some of the other teams around the world were doing, that they might need to look at someone in January, and by then they'll probably know what sort of player that will look like. But yeah, I just feel like they're missing one player there. I'm not sure what it's going to be, and it may be that if they had tried to buy an extra player now, a midfielder or someone, it just wouldn't have worked out, because it wouldn't have been what. It might have worked out not what they actually needed, and waiting till January might just give them that idea of where they're placed, how the team's going, how the squad's going, and where the actual weakness is. But yeah, I think 6 out of 10 is my thought on it.
Okay, and finally, the team you hate the most, West Ham United. I know, as always, they've got Slaven Bilic, who has replaced Big Sam, and he's bought quite a few players, as West Brom like to do, spend the money, at West Brom level, obviously. He's got Dimitri Payet from Marseille, and Angelo Ogbana from Juventus. I always feel a bit weary of unless you're getting the cream of the crop, buying players from those leagues, because they often take a bit of time to fully adjust to being in the Premiership. But they've bought a few players here and there, and they're getting Carl Jenkinson on loan. It might be a very good. And having keeping Alex Song on loan and Victor Moses on loan could be very good for them this season. They've sold Stuart Downing back to Middlesbrough, sorry, back to his hometown club, Middlesbrough, Carlton Cole being released, and a few players here and there that have gone away on loan and things like that. But overall, West Ham, you know that they want to be one of the big teams. They're going to move into the Olympic season, Olympic Stadium. They want to be at least at the Tottenham Hotspur Tottenham Hotspur, Swansea type place. And I don't think with the squad they have and what they've bought that they're going to do that.
No, it does seem to be underwhelming for what they actually want to do. That said, they've had a reasonable... And they were having a reasonable start, so... It may be that that's, you know, it's going to be enough. But yeah, I think you're right. It just doesn't seem to have that wow factor. That I don't see people churning up in their droves to watch them, to fill up the Olympic Stadium to watch these players.
Yep.
And that's what they needed. They needed someone that, that was going to draw the people in. And I don't think any of this really is. Yep. So,
I can't fail them, and I can't really give them a good mark. Six out of ten.
I think six is a good number as well. You say there's nothing wrong with what they've done. It's probably going to work out quite well for them. But yeah, there's nothing to sing and shout about. So six is a fair number, I think.